Welcome back to another week of Krillis, the wonderful fantasy adventure, which I have not thought about in at least 2 years?
Corona!
People don't know about that yet.
Wait.
Oh, right! We're in the past!
We're in the past. We know the future. No.
We'll release actually, this by the time a vaccine's made.
This comes out, like, people are out relaxing, dear God.
Like old war stories.
Right.
Come on, Sky, intro.
Let's go. We are the Z team.
We're not your A team. We're not even your backup team. We're, in fact, the last people you'd ever think to call. We are the Z team. And I am your Dungeon Master, Sky. And with me, as always, is the super handsome Raz.
I have no idea who you are talking about.
The beautiful Onyx.
I've got tater tots.
He's got tater tots. The gorgeous Coop.
Ooh, nice.
And we call him adorable, but it's Core.
All right, I'll take adorable. I was kind of mad you didn't call me beautiful or gorgeous, but I'll take
I'd used them for the others, so...
You could have said my name after it, too.
All right, last week, you found yourselves just finishing the battle of the cultists who attacked Erd and Ignacio's place, defended it amazingly well, and then you guys set off down to the south, remembering the old bird-like statue that was the old place, as well as you were in the search. Wow, I am not good at these improvisations for recaps. I should really start writing them down.
We went inside. We went through the dark place to get to the ball guy.
You went inside.
Good God.
Core
talked to the orb. Me and Raz, I think, passed out.
There's the name. I found it. Thanks. You guys found Cordenkus, and he said that, you were ready. He didn't think you were... He would probably hurt you and your will to live, possibly, if you didn't have a proper way to contain him. So after agreeing... Erd sent a message to Geyser to see if she could grab something to contain Cordenkus. And you guys headed forth into the old carpet room and found a switch after a long and arduous puzzle that I didn't expect would take you guys that long.
I thought we broke it.
Oh, you 100% broke it.
Like, just beat the shit out of it and eventually the door opened.
I had to. I broke. And you guys entered the tunnels that opened into it. And that's where you are now. You smell a little bit of a lot of brimstone, I should mention, and a lot of stale dust. It's quite cold here, excluding the room you just left behind. It's quite dark here. There's no torches, but you can see sconces lining the walls about every 60 feet for those who have dark vision. For those who don't, it pretty much stops after about 30 feet in this black wall of shadows.
Nothing
changes for me then.
So we're following this tunnel, which is supposed to be a passageway to Chostan, I think?
There are rumors that this was an escape tunnel or a secret tunnel. Mostly you came here for Cordenkus, and you found the tunnel. Whether or not it may lead there or not is kind of a little bit up to the question.
Yeah, because I think our other plan was to also head towards Chostan to infiltrate it to make it easier for the army to get in.
That is your plan, is to get into Karkol, the capital, and I don't believe you did call the Dwarven King, right, of Clud? For his army?
Were we trying to break in first before we called, or?
I think that was up to you. I don't think you have yet.
I don't think we have either. I don't remember doing that.
Because you still have the sending stone, and it hasn't crumbled. Yeah. I know that.
Because I think what you told us was, as soon as we did it, things would be in motion real quick. Mm-hmm. So I think we wanted to be prepared on our end before everything hit the fan.
Mm-hmm. So at this point, do you guys want Erd to follow you into the tunnel, or do you want him to close the tunnel behind you and basically cave it in?
Would we be able to get out?
Through the way we're going.
Yeah, what if it's a dead end?
What if there's non-stop enemies that way?
Who would make a tunnel to a dead end? Sounds pretty dumb to me.
There's going to be non-stop enemies no matter which way we go about this. So really, the only way to go is forward. Cave it in.
All right. He reaches into a small... Actually, he wouldn't. He would just grab the backpack and toss it. There are 4 health potions, each of you. They're superior health potions.
Oh, you're going to cave it in on the other side. You're not going to come with us.
No, I'm going to watch behind and wait for Geyser to get here. And then once we have Corn and Cast, we'll come and meet you in the city.
Promise.
Okay.
He extends his large pinky that is about the size of your head.
Excuse me? Is all of him that proportionate? Like,
he is large. He's about, I think, 8 feet tall. If not, he's growing bigger.
Very well. I will accept your promise.
Alright, so those potions are 8d4 plus 8.
So he gave us 4 superior healing potions.
Yes, in a just backpack. Just in case.
And a backpack. And then he's
caved in the tunnel now.
Yeah, so he kind of basically just like grabs both ends and just collapses the pillars after you guys have started walking away, and he heads back to watch your backs. And you guys are left in a very dark area.
Doesn't matter to me.
Roland's just going to be like, just to state this, I was not a fan of this plan, and I'm really not a fan of it now.
I can barely see shit.
I have torches. Hang on a second. And Roland,
I am going to start grabbing.
What are you grabbing?
Your ass. That's
a good question.
Just hold
whatever I touch first.
Hold it on to someone's tail.
I'm just letting you know you're getting an ice spike if you touch my tail.
You have a tail.
Well, that'll pick up on recording. That's a good.
She is a succubus.
Open your cans. This is why there's also no ice allowed on recordings.
You didn't hear it, but yeah, okay, there's another one. There was one earlier on as well that you're going to have to find from somebody.
Hold on, do I need to go grab another can?
Was it you, Onyx?
No, that's 100% me.
Well, I know that one was you, but there was one way earlier.
Oh, that was me too. I'm down in this shit.
What are you drinking?
I guess we will continue forward.
All right.
Who is going to take the lead?
I will, since I can see just fine.
You are also okay, the one trap who, bait. Yeah, you are also the one who decided that we should close the tunnel like that. So let's put you in the front.
The only way to go is forward. We're not going to make it back here, even if we get up there.
Right.
It's not going to happen. And this way, we're also blocking off anybody else who knows about this escape tunnel.
Okay.
Really, I should not be the voice of reason at all, but let's go forward.
You can get us out of here, right, El?
Shit. No.
Shit.
I don't know what you think I'm able to do, but I can't
do that. You're able to teleport.
It's a solid wall. I can't see what's on the other side of that.
But you can imagine...
Yes, yeah, we're gonna get on the other side, and all of you are gonna be spaghetti. Like,
well, at least we went out delicious.
All right, let's get going then.
That's amore.
Walking.
All right.
Trudge.
So after about 100 meters of walking, you guys come to a door that is opened inward towards a room. Not towards you, away from you. And the room beyond, you guys lit up a torch or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The light casts a glow upon a bunch of rugs. It kind of looks like a rug storage room. And as you draw a little bit closer, you see a large one. This one takes up the span of the entire back wall opposite of you. And in the middle is the pattern of a giant circular mirror.
Oh, shit. Another puzzle.
I grab a torch and I just light the carpet on fire.
Bud, we're in a desert. That's taboo as hell. Can't just burn rugs.
Oh, so you just burned a lot of toxic fumes into your lungs and there's no way out.
I was about to say,
and you're running low on oxygen, so.
Yeah. No, that is a bad idea. We would all stop his dumb ass immediately.
What happened to the heroes?
That's much better.
You're a Chostanian. Why would you not know this information?
What are you talking about? It's a rug.
It's a we literally carpet. Just sealed the exit.
So?
Alakazam.
He's making sure we are not getting back out of here. Yeah.
He's been a double agent this whole time.
One in, one out.
But not for who you think.
He's been trying to kill us for all right, so it is
he's been working for Guy's Air okay. all along.
Yes. Another elf to the grave.
Uh-oh. Elf anyway. Racism.
Your fault for causing elven genocides, Guy.
Oh, whoops. Did I just accidentally a war?
All right, so it's just one big giant mirror in the middle of a room.
Yeah, laid into the carpet, so it looks like it's inscribed. As you kind of step in, I'll describe it a bit better. It seems to be a 20-foot by 20-foot completely beautifully squared room. Tons of carpets are just kind of stacked in tubes, as well as draped downwards across some racks along the left and right walls, really making it almost feel like you've entered a soundproof room. And the entire back wall is one large, as the light finally grants it, a almost burgundy rug with a little bit more purpley hues, with gold inscribed into the shape of a mirror that slightly has a glow to it.
Who puts a mirror into a carpet?
A large oval that reflects back at you.
What's it reflecting right now?
It's reflecting you as you guys approach.
Is there any sort of like inscriptions on like the rim of the mirror or on the rug itself?
There's a couple runic, maybe arcane runes, but nothing in common or a literate language.
Okay. El, would you happen to know what these are?
Can I read it?
Yeah, do you want to give me an arcane check? Or whichever, if you want to cast a spell to read it as well.
Arcane.
I don't have a spell for that, so... Well, not a spell exactly, but... I'm just going to try the arcane.
I could just do comprehend languages.
Do Eyes of the Runekeeper technically read magic runes?
Eyes of the Runekeeper read anything.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have
it? It's fine.
No.
Oh.
Say 14 on that check.
It's gorgeous, yeah. You detect a couple of inscriptions along the bottom, maybe indicating a teleportation spell.
And this room dead ends?
Yes, this was, you didn't find any. Even if you were checking the walls all the way down, they were smooth stone. Your arcana check would reveal that it is more than likely a conjuration spell lifted upon this carpet.
These runes are... teleporty?
I touched the mirror.
It ripples slightly and it seemingly activates because you yourself are magical. It shows a carpet shop on the other side, and you can almost sort of see people walking by.
Maybe this is where the escape route ends.
Run and chose then. I walk through it. Or into it, if I can't go through it.
You walk into a rug and it kind of ripples a bit more.
Well, that didn't work.
Maybe it requires magic to activate. If only we had someone with arcane magics here.
Yeah, if only. I'm all psionic and shit, so... Guess we're fucked, boys. Time to go back home.
Oh, too bad I caved it in.
I think you have somebody with Featherfall. I think.
Oh, Coop, were you just sitting there not realizing who we were talking about?
Honestly, hope that's not the case. 100%. God damn
it. And this is why I drink.
Arcane. Yeah,
what spells do you got, Coop?
God, it's been forever since I've looked at this.
It's been a week.
Yeah, okay. But he hasn't used any of it in like at least
it's been forever since I looked at it.
No. He hasn't used any of it throughout the entire campaign.
I don't believe you've ever casted a spell.
I've used like Mage Hand a couple times.
That's a cantrip. Yeah. Get off my asshole.
I cast Thaumaturgy that one time.
Like, you've got level 2 spells and level 1 spells that are super utility use. Not a single one has been used.
I fucking stab him.
You absolute unit. I'm in love with you. So what are you guys doing?
So I'm going to walk up to the mirror. I'm going to put my hand on it again. And I'm going to try to will myself through it to the carpet shop.
You feel that...
I'm going to shit myself because I'm willing too hard.
There's not enough magic output into the mirror itself to activate it yet.
We need a fucking battery.
What?
It needs to be charged. It doesn't have any magical power. I put a slot into it. I just burn a slot right into the mirror.
What level?
2.
Perfect. As you burn a second level slot into it,
Hold on. I don't have second level slots. I'm a warlock, so that's a third level slot automatically.
Oh my god.
This thing just blooms. The entire room lights up. The wind blows out the torch, and you guys are erupted in this gold light, and in seconds, you feel your lungs start to grasp into this large amount of dust, and you all start coughing, and by the time you finish your fits, you find yourself in the middle of a bazaar. You hear,
it was a bazaar.
Fuck him up.
Find yourself in a damn carpet shop.
Gotcha.
You hear the slight twang of a mandolin going off in the far background, and the busy of a marketplace outside the window of this small shop, just overlaid in rugs and clearly never been used. Some of the windows are even slightly boarded up, as well as the door. And it seems to be quite empty here.
So it's not a carpet shop, it's carpet storage.
More than likely.
Okay. So I kind of brush the dust off and I go, well... Too much power, my bad.
Maybe a little bit, yes.
Not at least we got through.
It's kind of all or nothing with me, so... Anyway, shall we move on?
Yes. And bring one of the carpets. I have a good feeling.
Why? Why are we bringing carpets with us?
Maple starts putting one of the carpets into the bag. Just
hold on. Did we come through a carpet with a mirror on it?
Yes, there was an opposing carpet behind you.
Put that carpet in the bag, because if it's just connected translocationally, we could just teleport back to that room at any time.
It's not a roll-up plasma screen.
It's a carpet.
We can't just, We just can't roll up the mirror.
But it's not an actual mirror, buddy. It's carpet. It's fabric.
Really?
Yeah, it's not glass. It's a piece of... There you go.
Roll that bitch up.
You could wish yourself back to a caved in.
No, I'm not putting it into the fucking bag because it's a fucking magic item that creates an interdimensional space. If I put it in the bag of holding, it'll create a fucking black hole.
It is not. It is a magic item that connects two places. It is not another bag of holding. It's no different than putting a rod of teleportation in a bag of holding, which you can do because it's not active until you activate the magic.
This guy is a smart man.
Again, I am not an entity who understands magic.
I shove the fucking carpet in the bag of holding and move on.
It takes you at least 10 minutes to wind up that entire wall and the heavy carpet and angle it into the bag.
Sure.
I didn't... Wow.
Roland does not think this, help.
I did not think this bag would take all of that.
Yeah, definitely probably heavier than the bag, but we're going to look past that for now.
Really? You think that carpet's more than 500 pounds?
With all your shit in it?
It's a good thing I emptied out all that sand.
Yeah. We have the room because we have no more sand.
You emptied out the sand?
Yes, we gave it to the guy to make golden glass.
Now how are we going to make our riches after this is done?
You guys have...
By the golden glass that the man will sell for us.
We have a teleporting carpet. We're fine.
We left a fortune with him. You think he's just going to make something for us? We should have made through on the deal.
You have bling. Alright. You exit onto what seems to be an off street of a main street. To your right...
So an alley.
We still have the cloaks, right?
The cloaks?
The incognito cloaks that those assassins gave us, that we took off the bodies.
Are you wearing them?
I guess that's more of a question for Raz. Would it be a problem if we are wearing these cloaks through the city streets?
Well, I haven't been here in a long time.
A quick glance to the streets shows a lot of people in regular clothes slash the hot weather clothes that I'm not going to name because of my terrible pronunciation of them.
I'm pretty sure if you were just to walk around your normal clothing without bringing too much attention to yourself, you'd be fine. This is still a main hub of trade.
I understand. Maple will get into his more regular clothing and he will put on a mask and a turban.
Okay.
Now no one can tell I am Grayson.
You are entirely the wrong color, but who cares? Let's go.
A bright orange hat.
Dude's just a neon fucking sign of rob me.
As you guys exit onto the off street, you see a large street that is brimming with oxen and creatures that are basically, it seems like a highway of trade on your right. To your left, it leads towards a marketplace. You're kind of in like a mini suburbs almost.
What?
God damn it, Raz.
A mini suburb?
A mini suburb.
A suburb is an area of housing outside of a main city. It's not a market.
Urban area.
It's an urban area of houses? Isn't that what you would call a suburb?
Anyway, moving on.
A small housing district beside the market with a marketplace? A ward?
Yeah.
Sure. We'll go with that.
All right. Got there.
Not that we have our terms.
We just got to make sure we're doing this right, you know.
So are the streets just absolutely packed full of people?
Here on a slight off street, so there's a few people kind of walking swiftly around call it a highway. The highway on your right seems to be just packed, but you seem to be a little bit off.
Okay, so all right. So what is our plan now? Analyze defenses.
Well, we're not going to see much defenses here. We need to get closer to the main capital building castle thing. I don't know whatever he calls it now.
Do you recognize
a palace?
A palace, that'd be a good one.
To the roofs?
Do you guys want to find...
I would suggest we not draw attention. Is there still a war going on?
Do you guys want to find a tavern?
Everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of have been going for a while. It might be good to, you know.
Not to mention we're covered in dust. So a drink might be nice.
True. Too bad we will not be able to understand Aeon, except for you, Ekrom.
Understand what?
Jostanian.
I guarantee not everyone here is going to be speaking Jostanian.
Well, lead the way.
Okay, Ekrom has no idea where the fuck he's going, but he leads the way.
Looking for a fucking tavern.
Looking for a fucking tavern.
Alright.
And since I'm the only one who can read Chostanian, I guess I'll point them in the right direction.
You gotta be careful, because fucking tavern is a little bit different than regular tavern.
Whatever, yes. A tavern's a tavern, right?
Sky. I'm gonna focus on my nomadic mind discipline. This allows me to choose a skill or tool, have proficiency with it until the focus ends. Alternatively, gain the ability to read and write one language of your choice. I'm going to focus on it and be able to understand Tristanian.
Okay. Which direction do you guys head? Do you guys head towards the marketplace, or do you just pick a random alley?
To the busy streets.
To the highway?
Isn't that towards the marketplace?
The marketplace is left, the highway is to your right.
Well, the highway would see more travelers. There's more likely to be a tavern on that. The marketplace would be more for basic commerce. So which way do you want the guys want to go?
It would be a bad idea for us to get lost and separated from each other.
But... Well, if it's a highway, I'm assuming it's going to go from one side of the city to the other.
Two.
Let's just go to the highway.
This place has changed much since the last time I have been here.
Well, to be fair, I don't think any of the rest of us are city folk, so you might have to help us out here a little bit.
Not exactly. Hopefully
I killed someone right over there.
I'm not exactly city folk. The last time I was here, I died. Anyway, let's go.
And you still have the most experience.
Sure.
Yeah, so I guess we'll try to find a tavern along the highway.
I mean, I will walk out of the alley and ask the first person who doesn't seem like a complete dick if there's a tavern somewhere close by.
Holy fuck, we left our horses in the desert.
We did.
No, it's fine. You left them with Erd. He's going to take
care of them. Okay, yeah, Erd can take care of them. I was like, oh my god, our horses are just going to be dead.
Well, they are going to be dead because he needs to eat.
Well, that's got dark.
Yeah.
Right, storyteller. Chief horses. Story.
Okay, so you ask basically just a random civilian?
Yeah, but someone who doesn't seem like a douchebag.
Yeah, you find a random gentleman just on the side, just kind of nearing a bath house, and he kind of nods, and he... do you ask him in common or in Chostanian?
If he looks like a Chostanian native, I ask him in Chostanian.
I'm going to say, basically, if they're not, I will describe them as such, but for the next while you're in the city, nearly it's going to be probably 99% Chostani.
Yeah, then I'll ask him.
Okay. He responds, alike, and he goes, you're in the Grey Bluff ward. If you head about 3 up and 1 block right, you will find yourself in a wonderful place called the Arcanus ward, where you'll find magic shops and all sorts of taverns for travelers.
I thank him with a nod and I wish him a good day and head in that direction.
He just bows.
Oh, and I go behind me. Tavern's this way. I'll just walk away from the group.
I'm going to follow the big ugly man.
Ooh. Who's the big ugly man?
You. I'm not saying you're physically ugly. I'm saying your attitude is ugly today, so.
Okay.
Just going to call you out there.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
So hopping into the big highway, you guys kind of get jostled a bit for about 3 blocks, and you're able to break off into an off-street. And you find a small little sign that just simply says, the Arcanus Ward, for those who don't read it, just kind of looks like Arabic symbols.
For lack of a better thing, I still kind of look like a royal guard. You're telling me people are going to jostle me on the streets?
I will say, on the highway, yes. On the off streets, they give a wider berth. People don't seem to meet your eyes there, Ekrem, but the others, they do.
I thought the goal was not to attract attention.
Nobody's looking at me.
A couple streets in, you do find yourself a bunch of magic shops all around you, as well as just general wares. You do find a sign on the left of a large cauldron that just says the Bottomless Cauldron, and you can hear the sounds of mirth and joy inside of people drinking.
Well, this one seems good.
Yeah, open the door.
It's just a simple two-story. As you enter, you see a small balcony, a staircase along the left side that enters up. And along the top, you can see a small balcony of people drinking and eating and a couple games going on. On the main floor, you do see a bunch of guardsmen drinking. All of them are hooded, I should mention. They still have the royal plate and chain, and their weapons are flat on the table or on their side. Halberds, spears, and swords seem to be the common place, or other long-shafted weapon. The far end near the back is the bar, and a dwarven male sits atop of a mini throne that kind of just gestures to a couple of serving wenches dressed in fairly revealing clothing of silk. That grab the drinks. And as you enter, a couple people give you a little bit of a downcast look, but people generally don't pay you any heed here.
Do we want a room, or should we just get a drink?
I mean, we should probably rest for a little longer and figure out getting cleaned up, so we'll probably want at least a room or two.
A room, a meal, a bath. A room, a meal, a bath.
Yeah.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
And then a fat nap.
All right, Roland's gonna stroll up to the bar then. I guess that would be the only place where like any official worker is.
And Maple's gonna grab him by the pants.
Hold on. Right. I don't know. Just in.
Make yourself look more like a traitor. You're not looking too much the part right now. Spruce yourself up a little bit.
How is he going to fold his shirt in or something? Like, yeah, like what? How's he going to spruce up to look like a traitor?
Well, first of all, Maple will dust him off a bit. Get some of the dust off. At least look a little presentable. And L, walk up with him.
All right. You ready there, Roland?
I guess, yeah. Let's go get a room.
All right, we're going to walk up to the bar. And see if we can call over whoever is tending the bar.
As you kind of walk over, the dwarf waves over a serving lady, and she kind of walks over and smiles. She says in Chostani, what will you guys be requiring? A table, food, or a sleeping arrangement? Or something further? She says suggestively.
I look to El.
And catch none of that, chief.
Yeah, El kind of side mouth grins like, yeah, and says, first off, we're going to need a couple of rooms for our group, and we would also like a meal and some drinks, and then also a bath. The tall one back there with all the armor kind of smells a little bit, so he might need a little bit of bathing.
She just smiles politely and grabs a table for you guys and leads you over and sits you down. She gives a small bath ticket to Ekrem. And simply says, just head on in. There's a key on the back. She points to a small door on the far left side underneath the stairs. And she just smiles and keeps nodding politely. And you guys are fetched a drink order and some food. And you guys are able to... you guys are a little bit away. You notice that she politely placed you a lot away from the guards. Not on the top balcony. And not quite, you know, a way that it'd be a little bit weird. But enough that there's no guards within earshot.
That was very kind of her.
And, she leaves. Providing you guys privacy.
Good service here.
So Ekrem looks the ticket and goes, really?
Yeah.
Hey, you wanted a bath.
It just says bath on it. With a fly. You'll stink.
Elle just kind of makes a motion, like covers her nose and does like the little hand wave with the other hand. Yeah.
So. Oh, you heard them.
We should think about our next plan of action.
Apparently it's a bath.
Oh, yes. Next. We have many things that we can do here, but...
Sleep?
What is our goal? End goal?
Eat.
Are we calling them now or later?
I mean, I figure it would probably be valuable to try to at least gather some, you know, information on the place. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, wake up tomorrow, go look at, like, the market or something, and then call them immediately. I think we need to kind of case the place out a little bit.
Yeah, but what exactly are we looking for? Like, here, don't we need to move more, like,
in London? Further in, yes. Yeah. Ekrem, you're just ending.
You keep pointing this out, but I'm aware.
Because you understand, even though times have changed for you, much can typically stay the same. Yes?
I'm not sure how much has remained the same in the last 200 years, but some things can, yes.
Are these cities not built to last forever? Against the test of time and sand?
They're built to last, but they're also built to change, to adapt, to become better, stronger. This part of the city I am not familiar with. It is new.
Which part of the city are you familiar with, roughly?
Truthfully, not much. I'm from an outlying community where I was trained. Like I said, I only came to the city once. I walked through the inner wards to the palace and was promptly decapitated. So really... If the palace layout hasn't changed too much, I could probably get us through that.
Question. We are speaking in common right now, yes?
Yes.
Cool.
Otherwise, this conversation would be lost on everybody.
Yeah. Just making sure there's not
something else, like we're trying to do it in Thought Talk or something.
We could.
Maple will actually tap his head on that one.
L opens up
a thought.
Yeah, Thought Talk to everybody. Why can't I remember the actual name for that?
I think Thought Talk is just fine, my good friend.
Telepathy, there we go.
I think we call Master, this psionic connection.
Well, Master, I hope that all these arrangements are suitable to you. And in Thought Talk, we're going to switch this conversation more to we are servants to either Ekram or Roland.
I, being a temple guard, me having servants would seem unnatural. Technically, I should have no connection to material shit.
Roland it is, then, and you are our escort through the city.
Lazy on, escort, yes, that would work.
Ooh, what am I? What am I?
Mistress. Roland's arm candy?
You are his... what's the opinion of scribes in this city?
From what I can remember, anybody who can do a trade is welcome.
Okay. You are Roland's scribe. I am his material handler.
Wait, am I illiterate then? Is that what you're trying to say
here? No. You don't dirty your hands with the lazy work. Or the busy work. Master, this is out of Thought Talk. Do you think the product will sell here?
I hope so. If we can get the proper buyers for them, I think we can move all the product. And then in Thought Talk, I'll say, what exactly would our cover be for, like, what exactly we're here for?
Stained glass windows.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't say rugs.
Stained glass windows.
Okay.
It's golden glass time, baby.
A perfect sell point in this desert.
We've missed a wonderful opportunity here to be shirt merchants. Ooh. And
this is all still in our Thought Talk.
We could promote Feck.
Yeah. Okay, I'm glad y'all caught on.
Very well, I'll say that we're promoting a team of the arena. Feck. Who is said to be a big hit in Usnex.
We're our own marketing team now.
And we're looking to sell out our product. Well, we won't tell them that. Because nobody who is in the arena of Usnex leaves, remember?
Very correct.
Yes.
So we have our cover.
Yeah. Okay.
We're selling Master, team Feck merchandise. Yes.
So, Master, should I have the bar maidens prepare a bath for you?
No, that'll be fine. I'll be okay.
A drink? A foot rub? A bit of
I lean forward just a little bit. Despite everything that's going on, you are in Chosten. You should enjoy some of the anemones here.
Late night snack.
Ella's gonna
Isn't
pull
it like
out
the
like
middle
a...
of the day?
I'd imagine it's late day at this point.
We'll say it's about 6.
Okay. While y'all are talking about giving Roland here a foot rub, Elle's going to be taking out a little journal and just pretending to write meaningful things down in it. And she's really just going to write over and over, like... she's just going to write, A-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H, like, screaming internally. She's What you doing with a hand there, Sky?
Writing,
in thought talk. Later on, when the sun goes down, Roland and I can search from the rooftops for points and weaknesses in the city that we could exploit. Maybe a river connection that goes through the city.
Be very careful. They have a zero tolerance for thievery in this area. Or any type of activity leading up to skulking, yes.
Skullduggery, I understand. We will be careful and do our best, but at the same time, we are here for reconnaissance, and it needs to be done.
Not so much in this part of the city, though. You have to understand, these people are Trostanian, they may not necessarily be your enemy. They are just people living their lives as best they can under the rule of a tyrant.
Well, are we going to be able to take the army through the back door?
We
have an earth elemental as a friend. A simple cave-in is no problem. If we can get that mirror into the palace, we have a door directly there. The whole army could go through that tunnel. Or at least a small enough strike force that we could take out the king.
Oh, and here I thought we were the strike force.
It may take more than us, but still. A couple of elementals and perhaps a demigod wouldn't be too bad.
Again, we are using the army as a distraction.
Correct. In which case, they could attack the front gates. Not our problem. An army's purpose is to serve its masters and die. And they will do just fine.
It is true. This mirror can be utilized for more than our simple escape.
Escape or bringing more people into the palace, yes.
Well.
If we could get word to Erd.
This is why I think we should send a missive now, so that he has enough time to prepare his army and to get them marching. It is a long way from...
How long was of a trip was it, Sky?
So, it would probably have been about six days of walking from the statue underground to here, if it weren't for the teleporter.
And that's from Baelabar, though?
No. Oh, from Baelabar.
I mean, how long would it take roughly for an army to get down here? Like,
if they took to the seas, they could probably get there in a week to 10 days. Dwarves are very hardy folk, and they tend to be machines when it comes to mobilizing.
So, when we send the message to the King of Baelabar, we tell him to send a small segment of his forces to the statue, to where Erd is. And then, when the armies attack, we activate the mirror to bring those forces in to the main palace. Correct?
Seems like a pretty solid plan.
Yes.
Yeah, we just got to make sure we can actually, you know, act that out.
If we cannot, then it's just a small force that we lose out on.
It wouldn't be too much of a problem for our message to be gained if we give it a few days and just simply send someone back to the mirror, in which case Erd should be there. We can confirm all this with him.
Sure. Other than that, we have an entire 10 days to enjoy the city of Charticol. And I'm perfectly happy with that.
Gives us enough time to actually do some reconnaissance, look at, like, patterns of movement for the guards and such.
Poison the water hole, you're right. That is a joke.
There's a snake in my boot.
Actually, poisoning the palace water wouldn't be a bad thing to do beforehand.
Okay,
it would vastly weaken the forces.
So who has the diarrhea poison?
Eat some of the food here.
I am sure that there is plenty of poisonous animals here in the desert, but we need a large amount.
Well, to be fair, I think if we just started dropping people, I think they'd be on even higher guard. The logistics of that, I think, would be incredibly challenging.
Depending on how it's laid out, there might be a specific segment that goes to...
And of course, Master, the idea that shopkeepers will keep a small profit of this shirt selling, correct? Well, this whole conversation's been going on the side as well about selling t-shirts at the market.
Roland just like looks at you in disbelief and he's like, well, of course, otherwise they wouldn't buy any of our products. No, honestly, this is why I do the talking.
Of course, Master. I did not wish to speak out of turn.
And then Roland will look at El and just be like, Scribe, how many merchants have we set up for tomorrow?
El's gonna flip through her notebook a bit, look at some... She's on her third page of just A, H, 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 and she looks at the third H in succession of the word and goes, three, my lord.
So our business should be wrapped up pretty quick.
By lunchtime, hopefully.
Yeah. In thought talk, I'll just say, should we actually talk to some merchants just so that it seems as if we are going through with this?
Only if the guards seem to be getting suspicious. Right now, though, as Maple looks over at the guards, what do they look like right now? A bunch of drunkards?
You notice a couple are kind of eyeing you guys a bit more now that you've stayed a little bit more, but there doesn't seem any to be a hostile action at the moment. They don't seem to be generally drinking a whole lot. You see that over the course of you guys, I will say you guys have been having this conversation for about 5-10 minutes. They usually order one drink and then just kind of relax or eat. They generally cut themselves off after one.
As long as we have Ekrem here, who seems as much as a temple liaison, I think we are going to be pretty okay. Not too many questions being asked, as long as we are moving.
Yeah.
And if we're being followed, we can just eliminate the problem.
Yeah. In the meantime, we should order some food, rest up, and then begin tonight.
Okay. So the options they gave you was food, bed, drink, bath, and yes, that's it.
Yeah, entertainment as well. That one was important.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Chostonian women are quite flexible.
I see.
Men as well, if that is what you wish.
As they come over, yes, my master is seeking entertainment.
Oh. Okay.
Roland has just no idea what's going on.
They don't speak common, so they're just gonna kind of look at you blankly.
Oh, right. L.
I'll go right behind Maple, put my hand on his shoulder, and I'll explain the situation and how their, you know, inferior language skills and all that jazz, and I'll just talk him all up and ask that he wishes to partake in the pleasures of a pure Chostonian woman. Or men. I don't know. Roland? I say send them your best of both.
Okay. So, I will say it's about a gold or to 2 gold. And if you take the pleasure, it's about 8.
I'd give them 10 and then I go have a bath.
Perfect. You have some drink. You have some food. You finish your conversations. Those who have a bath.
I asked the serving lady to come with me to wash me, because it's only proper.
And she does. And those who partake in the pleasures partake in the pleasures just as well. I'm going to fade to black on that one. And,
Roland's so confused. He's like, why are you in my room? The grapes are fine, man. I'm enjoying the grapes and the fruit and everything, getting self-fed, but what's going on here?
Before I go to my own room, I'm just going to pat Roland on the back and kind of just go.
How many rooms did you guys get?
Did you do this?
Three? Five? One each?
I'd say the master would, of course, get his own room. Ekram, as our temple liaison, would have his own room. The servants would probably get a lower end room, I'd say.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say the higher room is about 5 gold.
Okay. Maple will hand out the 5 gold.
Okay.
From his master's purse.
So 3 rooms in total, right? For the 2 servants, the scribe, the bodyguard, and then 1 for Roland. There is only 4 of you now that I'm thinking about that.
Yeah.
No, you were right. Okay. Ellen Maple would stay in a lower end room.
Okay.
To and keep up the illusion.
Ekrim's in his own, and so is Roland.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So how much gold is that?
I'm just going to say altogether, if somebody just wants to bank it, about 20.
Okay. I'll set it out from the bag.
Okay. So yeah, everybody eventually retires to their room. I would say it's about 8 or 9 o'clock by the time you guys... retire. Is there anything you want to do, or do you want me to just go to the morning?
I did want to see if there was anybody in this. You said we're in a magical district?
You are in what is called the Arcanus Ward.
I was going to look around for something that allowed me to have better night vision and see if they sold anything like that.
Okay. Most of the shops might be closing down, so at this time of the night, you maybe only find a couple of markets.
Yeah, we'll try it in the morning then.
Hmm. Did you guys want to scout out the city at this time, or do anything during the night? Or
we've got 10 days.
Okay.
We think it might be a little sus for a bunch of for a merchant group to be roaming around when all the shops are kind of closed.
You just send out the assassin the rogue or the ninja.
Mm-hmm. And we want to go ahead and make the call tonight, right?
Yes. That was the plan. Do you guys all want to meet up or in one room, or is this just someone else doing it?
I mean, might as well meet
we,
up.
We still have room. Thought Talk connected in our separate rooms, so we'd be able to communicate to each other. And it's just as simple as that, man. Through Thought Talk, we will...
Doesn't last forever, I should mention. Usually, I think we upgraded it to 3 hours now, since mm-hmm. you're more psionic.
Our message to the King of Baelabar. Established in the city, making preparations for invasion, cleared to send now.
Don't forget about sending a small force to Ard.
Small force to... let's see. What is the geological latitude and longitude of that place? Sky, I'm going to need long and... I'm going to need Latin long.
Also, one quick question. How are we sending this message?
You have a sending stone.
Sending stone? Okay. Is that in any way, shape, or form interceptable?
No. They're basically a one-way call.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
And once they're used, they're destroyed.
Cool. Okay, it would have been entertaining to make an entire message that alluded to some sort of invasion, only referencing t-shirts, but, you know, unfortunately we're going to have to miss out on that privilege.
Yes, the Backstreet Boys reunion tour is coming in strong to charcoal.
I'm so glad the Backstreet Boys reunion tour is on right now. Unfortunately, it's keeping me in my home, and I can't go to it.
But, it's popular in New York right now.
See, the good reunion I was wanting was that the MCR one, but they fucked us over on that one, huh?
Yeah, sure did. Okay.
So yeah, we're gonna inform him that he's clear to invade. We're in position.
And
have a small force go to the statue on the sands, I guess would be the best descriptor of it. The bird statue in the sands.
Okay.
We know we'll rough location, don't we?
Yeah, we know it's rough location.
So you relay the image.
I see what you're talking about.
The stone crumbles, and
we'll meet an earth elemental named Erd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Might meet if he's
might still meet.
There. All right. Next day arrives. It's about 6 a.m., 7 a.m. by the time you all awake. Is there anything you guys would like to do today?
7 a.m. waking up in the morning.
No. It is Tuesday, my dudes.
It's Friday.
That's copyright.
I didn't sing 7
Does
seconds.
Anybody really want to hold the rights to that song?
No. Even the guy who got her to do it was like regretting it, I'm sure.
I still do.
So our goal today is to go out into the bazaars and promote our t-shirts for an arena team called Feck, as well as get more information about the city as we go along.
Yeah.
Also, I am looking for a way to enhance my vision in the dark.
Yeah. I would also like to see if there's any sort of like thieves organization here that we might be able to utilize to find a back way into the palace.
Okay.
Yeah, look for somebody missing their hands.
Yeah, I just literally said they have no zero tolerance for thieves.
I stole bread.
I stole a ruby.
Mean that they don't have them. It just means that they could be very good.
Hold on. I stole a ruby with this arm. And then I went ahead and grabbed a piece of bread with this one. And this it was not equal, I swear, friend. It was not.
So what are we doing first?
T-shirt promotion.
T-shirt promotion. All right. You find yourselves as you guys kind of get more of a look around the city, I'll just give it an explanation. It's technically a triple walled city. So the first wall is for the common folk. What you guys have realized is you're in the middle wall, usually for the aristocrats, the nobles, and the wall that, as you guys kind of exit back onto the highway to go towards a market, is entirely high walled. It's a 50-foot high walled, heavily patrolled, and it's just a giant, beautiful palace. Bulbous tiers that you can see in the distance takes up relatively about 10 miles in distance. And I believe as you're making your way to the market, a gentleman catches both of essentially everyone's eyes, bright white hair and wistful silvered robes, basically smiles at you from an off street, and you find yourself almost compelled to turn off. And as you kind of slightly approach him, he says, "Well, it was about time you met me. After you met all my siblings, I am Luft." And that's where we'll end our session for today.
Hey, Luffy. I mean, Luf. I get it, because this guy's very aloof.
Aloof.
He's on that note, I'm going home.
Tell me, does this guy know how to use a loofah?
Nobody knows how to use
a
loofah.
Too far.
We're all straight males.
You say that.
One time a lady comes over and she leaves her loofah in the shower and you just kind of sits there.
Fuck no, I use it.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I've used a loofah plenty as well.
It goes in between your grundle.
I like smell it. and make a tea out of it.
What the fuck?
All right, outro. Outro. Hit the outro.
Bathe.
Hit the exit. What the
fuck? Thank you so much for listening. My name is the Dungeon Master Sky, and that was what was a train wreck of the Z Team. We got shoutouts, and as always, my outro friends. It's opposite order. Core, what do you got?
Wait, are we plugging?
Core?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, chlorine.
You're Ooh. Missing the ox, and we're good.
Nice. I have an Instagram. I post pictures of my dog on. That's basically it. That's all I do with it. The Sandman 19. That's it.
Coop. Or I am making up names. The giant co-op.
What the fuck?
Professional comedian, by the way.
Yeah, it seems like it. Nothing to plug. Just need to go back to the drawing board of how to stay on top of your characters.
Oh, we should plug the educational class we're going to do for character building exclusively for Coop.
For Coop.
Yeah, Coop is doing, it is called the 2 Team. We ran out of alphabetic letters, so we went to numerical. And he will be doing an instructory class on how to build a character. It'll be out every Tuesday.
5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Steelix, the evolved form of Onyx. What do you got?
I don't know what Steelix sounds like in Pokemon.
Just death metal growl and it'll probably work.
Yeah, you can find Steelix at Ready, Set, Roll, the sister podcast to Z Team. And I don't have any Instagrams or anything like that. But I do run my own interview show called Insight, where I interview all kinds of wacky people like Sky.
Yeah, I'm on it twice now, somehow.
Twice now. And Craig and people who make Dungeons & Dragons. Not Dungeons & Dragons, good God. RPG books and tabletop RPG books.
It's like Marin from like Aperture. Marin. Our wonderful RPG. The only one we've really played at the moment. Mm. I'm looking to another. Non-sponsored, but just for fun. And finally... Ra's al Ghul.
Ouch, no.
There you go.
Anthony Fantano himself.
Ra's al Ghul was good! Fuck you guys!
It was good, but you missed out on Anthony Fantano.
Yeah, you missed out. Nothing really new from me. Catch my Twitter at Happy Cow Farms. That's about it. And why haven't I ever been on your fucking interview show? I make RPG books.
Do you?
You do?
He does.
No. Well, sometimes.
He has a full setting, like two full setting guides ready.
Yeah, but why are they both of My Little Pony? It's kind of weird.
Fuck you! That's what you asked for!
It's true, you did pay him. You sent him a fiver for $20 for two My Little Pony campaign settings.
Look, it's his fault if he's going that cheap.
Yeah, I hope.
Wait, are you guys being fucking serious?
He said he wanted to be that fucking Rainbow Dash bullshit and save the fucking world from evil goats. And I'm like, I got you, buddy.
Oh my god.
I don't know how to segue from this besides that I am your Dungeon Master Sky at Skylar Carter on Twitter, at the Z Team on Twitter as well. If you just want to do the show, any arts, everything like that, you can at me because I never make episodes, or you can at me because I genuinely suck.
Should we plug our British friend?
We should plug our British friend known as Rodar Engines the Stone. He streams on Twitch now, usually around 5 p.m. GMT. I will get that right one of these days. And it's the same on YouTube as well for his YouTube.
Did he change it from 2-0 whatever the hell it was?
2053, I believe, is on YouTube, but it's just Engines the Stone on Twitch. Other than that, I hope you have yourselves a wonderful day. And remember, we're not the best. We're not even your backpack.
What?
Backpack? We are the Z Team, everybody. Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Even fuck up outros. Backpack.